If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Monthly, what are you bringing in?
About like 30 to 40,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. Retail, arbitrage, and wholesale, what it is, they think it's a scam. Tell people about selling on Amazon. What is that?
Amazon has this really big business opportunity that anybody can sell on Amazon as a third-party seller.
Is there a spot on Amazon that says, click here to sign up as a new seller?
Yeah, so sell.amazon.com.
Are you teaching classes on how to do this?
Absolutely.
Can you share a story of a student or a client that changed her life using your strategies?
I had a student, her first 3 months, she didn't buy a single product because she was terrified of like that investment. And she finally decided to invest into inventory. And now she's done over $100,000 in sales.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm Rachel. You could tell you guys are going to love this episode. Okay, most of us walk through the clearance aisle at Target and see bargain bins, right? Summer Trenkel saw a seven-figure business. While the world has been chasing flashy startups, crypto schemes, and get-rich-quick hacks, Summer has been quietly building a fortune doing something most people don't even realize is a business. It's called retail arbitrage. Buying discounted items off the shelf, sending them into Amazon, and turning it into a real profit. To some, it sounds too simple to be true. To others, it sounds like a total scam. But that's exactly what's misunderstood about this world. It's not about luck or shortcuts. It's about strategy, discipline, and knowing how to play the game. And Summer is proof that when you do it right, it can change your life. She went from everyday shopping trips to creating Female Financial Secrets, a platform that's empowering women to take control of their income and their independence. And today, she's breaking down what's real, what's not, and how anyone listening could take the first small step to start doing it too. Because sometimes the most life-changing opportunities aren't hidden in Silicon Valley or Wall Street. They're sitting right there on a clearance rack waiting for someone to see them differently. Summer, thank you so much for joining me on Misunderstood. I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I think it's a really fun topic because Not a lot of people know about retail arbitrage and wholesale, what it is. They think it's a scam. You know, there's no way that you can make money doing this kind of thing. I'm so excited to have you break this down for us and teach us all how we could do this as our side hustle or our full-time job. But in the meantime, I want to hear who you are. You're like this pretty girl all over the internet. Tell me where you're from and how you got into this.
Yeah. So I'm from California originally. I moved to Florida in 2020 to kind of like really start my entrepreneurship journey. Cause I always heard, you know, moving out of your hometown will help you level up a lot faster. So I really took that seriously. And I moved across the country, had no family, didn't know anybody out here in Florida. And I basically restarted my life. And that really did actually help me level up and really step into the person that I wanted to be and really like embody the businesswoman that I was wanting to become. So that's where I'm from. And my journey started I was in online fitness coaching. So I've been in the online fitness space since about 2017. I started posting my fitness journey on social media, started to get some traction, and I was doing my own bodybuilding journey at the time. So I was sharing all of my steps leading up to my show. And then people started reaching out to me like, Summer, hey, I want to look like you. I want to lose body fat. So I realized I can start making money by providing them a service. So that was really my first entry into entrepreneurship. So I did that for about 2 years. And then in 2020, I realized I was kind of capped. And I didn't know too much about, you know, any other business. So I tried a lot of things on the internet, like a lot of people have, right? They see all these ways to make money online. And that was me. I was trying sales, MLM, anything that you could think of. I tried it all. And then I found Amazon, but it wasn't really like a thing that I was looking to do. It was more something that fell into my lap because I was negatives in my bank account. And I just started reselling items from the dumpster in my apartment just to pay my bills because fitness coaching wasn't really working. I was making a little bit, but I needed to make more to live here in Florida. So I was like, how can I make money? I started like selling things around my house and then I would go to the dumpster in my apartment, resell things. And
What do you mean? So first of all, how did you even figure out that you could resell them? Like you would put them on Facebook Marketplace or like what would you do originally? Yeah.
So Facebook Marketplace and there was something called OfferUp back then. I think they changed the name of that. But yeah, Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp. And I just listed a few items on there like couches, clothing, and within 24 hours, they all sold. And so that sparked my entrepreneur mind was like, wow, this is actually working. How can I do this at scale? And then I would see people moving out of my building and they would just get rid of really good condition items because it was a little like wealthier building. So people didn't want to deal with like having to, you know, donate it or whatever. So they would just leave it at the dumpster. And I'm like, wow, I could take that, clean it up, make it look good and resell it on Facebook Marketplace. So I did that for several months.
Hold on. Was your house filled with just random objects and like couches all over the place?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And how would you clean it up? Just like spot clean it or you would like change the upholstery?
Yeah, I would spot clean it, like clean it with like Clorox, anything that I could like basically clean it, depending on if there was stains or if it was just like to clean it to make sure it was germ free.
And were you selling these items for close to what you thought people were buying them for originally or like it was pennies on the dollar?
It was a good amount. So I would sell like a dining set table for like $500. I would sell like a couch for a couple hundred dollars, depending on the condition of the item.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So how did you first, okay. So I get how you started into this, but how did you hear that there was like a bigger way to do this? How did you say, oh my God, wait, I can actually make some money and pay my rent this way?
Yeah, I had a friend who was selling on eBay and Amazon at the time. And she was like, you should look into selling on Amazon. So I started looking into it. And I had, I think, about $800 at the time. I spent $500 of that on a course to teach me how to start selling on Amazon. And I basically went all in. And
Were you scared?
Absolutely. I was scared out of my mind.
$500 out of your $800, that's most of your bank account right there.
Yep. It was like I was so down in the trenches that I was like, well, this is going to have to work. I'm going to have to make this work because I'm not going back to a 9-to-5. It was not on my radar. I had no plan B. This was my only plan.
And wait, had you ever worked a 9-to-5 before your online fitness stuff?
Yeah, I did. I was a barista. You know, I did some different things. I worked at a smoothie shop, basic like 9-to-5 jobs.
And you hated it.
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah, I did too. I worked at my first job. I worked at Domino's Pizza.
It was I feel like the food industry is a lot like where people kind of go for their first 9-to-5.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. So what, tell people about selling on Amazon. What is that? Cause I actually didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. So basically Amazon has this really big business opportunity that anybody can sell on Amazon as a third party seller. So basically you're using Amazon's shopping platform, which there's millions and millions of users buying every single day. And the route that I do is I work with big brands like Nike, like Snow, like Maybelline New York, these big brands that people are already buying. I get wholesale accounts with them, or I find them at places like Target, TJ Maxx, that I can get them at a low price. And I sell them on Amazon for the market price that it's listed at. And then I'm making that profit. So whatever difference between the wholesale price and Amazon price, I'm making that profit.
Got it. Okay. So first of all, what is the most misunderstood thing about selling on Amazon or doing this kind of retail arbitrage thing?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think it's too competitive. It's too saturated. Like there's too many people doing it. That's probably one of the biggest misconceptions. But if you think about it, last year alone, Amazon did $658 billion in revenue. So there's so much money to be made there. And about 65% of the marketplace is third-party sellers.
Right. Okay.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that at all. First of all, how do you pick a product that you know someone is going to search for? Like if I went to TJ Maxx and I bought out their sales section of just a bunch of random sizes of sneakers, how do I know that that's ever going to sell?
So there's certain softwares like SellerAmp and RevSeller that I use to determine how much this product has been selling. So there is like a 30-day data, 90-day data, 180-day data, where you can see exactly how many times that product sold last month. Okay. So I'm looking for like over 500 sales per month because that tells me this product is in demand. And I want to see that it's consistently been selling at least 500 times per month. If I'm saying
it's do you go to that website or whatever first and say, let me look for these items and try and find them? Or you go into a store, find the discount and then see if that sells? Like which way do you go?
So how I started, I would just go to store and scan everything because I didn't know what was selling. But now since I've been doing it for almost 5 years, I kind of know what is selling. So now I get like the products that I think are going to be the best selling and I try to find them at a lower price just using my computer only. But initially when I did start this journey, I had to go into stores, scan everything to get an idea of what I was even looking for because I had no idea about so many of these brands.
Okay, let's talk about the tips and tricks for beginners. First of all, do you need to have a lot of money to start this? Because it sounds like you have to output and buy a lot of things and then hope that they get bought.
Right. So I usually recommend about $500 to start off. The more you have, the better, right? Because you're able to scale a lot faster. But you don't need like thousands and thousands, like a lot of people say, especially if you're doing the retail arbitrage or online arbitrage route, because there's no minimum that you have to spend at Target, at TJ Maxx. So if you only have $300, you could just buy $300 worth of inventory, list that, and then once it sells out, you can reinvest your profit plus your initial investment.
Okay. And if somebody is listening to this, what are the top stores that you go into that you are looking for deals?
Yes. So Costco is a big one. Costco is pretty much like they even say they're like a Costco wholesale, right? So they have really good prices there. TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Ollie's is a good one. Ollie's Bargain Outlet. I think that's this is on the East Coast only, but there's a similar one on the West Coast called Grocery Outlet. Home Depot is a great one. Lowe's, so Target, Walmart. I mean, really, you can find products at any retail store, because the difference between like retail and Amazon is Amazon's a free market. So we don't have to price it the same price that Walmart and Target do, because the retail stores, they have to do like the MSRP price. They have to be competitive to each other. Whereas Amazon, we don't, because people will pay extra for it to be delivered tomorrow to their front door, where they don't have to go to the stores. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's walk us through it. We're going into Costco or Target, whatever. How do you spot these deals? What are you doing?
Yeah. So first thing, I'm looking for like big name brands that either I use or I know are being used, like Downy, Dish Soap.
But do we have to go into the sales section, or you can find anything? Okay.
Anywhere, right? I usually look for health and supplements. So anything like supplements, protein bars.
So those sell well.
Yes.
Okay.
And then baby products too, diapers, you know, baby products, things that people are going to need on a daily basis, because they're always going to buy that, and they're not going to only buy it once, but they're going to come back and buy it again. So these are, you know, products that are consistently going to sell, and you'll have multiple or the same customer come to you multiple times.
So let me get this straight. You would go into Target and let's say you buy beauty lotion, whatever. You buy diapers, you buy coffee, I don't know, whatever, the staple things that you pick. And then you have all this shit at your house and you wait to see if somebody's buying it?
If you're doing retail arbitrage, you could send them to Amazon yourself.
Oh.
So let's say you bought like 50 products. You would just pack them, might take like 45 minutes. And then once you send them to Amazon, you're hands off. So now Amazon is shipping them to the customer. They're holding the products. They're handling the returns, like they're handling the customer service. And all you did was put that like 30 to 45 minutes in and once to basically have Amazon do the rest of the work.
Oh, no way. And then as soon as they sell it, they give you the difference.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
So do you prefer to ship it to Amazon and have them do the work, or how do you do it?
Yeah. So I do Amazon FBA. So they fulfill pretty much everything. I also use prep centers now. So I have prep centers basically prep the items and then send them to Amazon for me. So I don't have to have those products at my house. But as a beginner, you know, you could definitely do it yourself, especially if you have kids or a significant other that you can just like pack things pretty quickly. Do it yourself, save the money initially, and that way you will have even more profit to be able to reinvest into your business.
Okay, so what are the biggest like brands or industries or whatever that you're looking for? You said wellness. What else?
Yeah, so health and wellness, any type of supplements, right? Like greens, protein powders, protein bars, oatmeals, oat bars, cereals. I'm also looking for beauty products that aren't as competitive, because like Clinique, the big brands that we know, are going to be pretty hard to sell because they're working with experienced sellers. So as a new seller, you want to look for maybe the smaller brands like Bubble or Snow, or, you know, Physician's Choice, something that not many people know about, but are still selling like thousands of times per month on Amazon.
But how do you know that you're getting it at a good enough price that Amazon's going to be able to sell it at a higher price?
Yeah. So you'll do that research before. Sometimes not every product's going to be profitable, right? Like you might only make a couple cents, and that's not worth the time that you're putting into it. Sure. So you'll have to be more specific on the products, because you're not going to be able to sell everything, because right, they might not be profitable. But if you do your research correctly, like you're going to be able to find some products from that specific brand that you could resell.
So when you first started doing this, again, like was your house filled with a bunch of shit and you were just like, oh my God, or right off the bat, you were making money, you were sending these things to Amazon. I'm assuming there's some bigger products like that you're finding in the dumpster, or big things of clothes or furniture that you can't just like ship to Amazon.
Right. A lot of this stuff in the beginning, I was doing myself.
But was it still selling, or were you like, oh my God, I screwed myself. I have diapers all over my apartment.
No, most of them actually sold really well. And I was even more surprised because I was expecting to like sit on the products for a long time. But my first product was an oven and grill cleaner. And I had started selling in about like June. So it was a seasonal item. And I didn't really realize that. It wasn't intentional, but it started selling so fast. I could not even keep the product in stock enough to be able to like supply the demand for that product. So that was pretty cool. However, I've had experiences where I'm stuck with inventory that's not selling as quickly as I thought, but it still sells, you know, within, you know, maybe 4 months, the bad products that I choose, which to me is better than like the stock market, because I'm still making, you know, that 25, 30% return in 4 months versus like 8% in the whole year with the stock market. So I kind of look at it like that.
So what do you spend on a monthly basis to get the return? And tell me what the return is on that.
Yeah. So anywhere between like $50,000 to $80,000 a month in inventory costs. And the return.
That's how much you spend a month?
Yeah. For inventory.
That, and you have to put that out from your own bank account.
Yes. Well, I use business.
Right. Right. But so, and to, so people that are listening know, you started with your $500 or whatever it was.
Yes.
And then immediately, how much were you spending? That was for your class. So how much did you start a month on your products?
I just invested everything. I don't know. I didn't have like a set amount, but like anything that I was making from the furniture that I was flipping, I was putting it into the Amazon. So I would say like maybe a couple hundred dollars here and there. And yeah, my first month I did $10,000 in sales.
Were you freaking out?
I was like, what? This is actually works. This is insane. And it was addicting because I would see the sales dashboard and it would just keep like going up and up. And so it was kind of like a game. I was like, how can
it's
I get
like,
this?
It's like gambling.
Exactly. Pretty much. Oh, you get the high when you make that sale.
That's incredible. Okay. So again, for people that are like, wait, what do you mean? I can try this. What would you say to people that are listening? That's the easiest first step to try this, and how? So they're standing in Target right now. They're looking around. How do they figure this out? And you, I saw you scan things with a QR code. Where is that scanning to? That's to some app. What, tell me about that.
Yeah. So there's an app called SellerAmp. And I have the link to this in my Instagram bios as well, but you can get a free trial. So you can even just try it for free where you're not initially spending that software cost, but it'll have a barcode and you can go into any store, scan a product's barcode, and it will pop up that product on Amazon. It will tell you how many times it's selling per month, how many other sellers are on the listing, so how much competition do we have. It will tell you what the price is going for on Amazon. You can also calculate your profit. So it has a calculator. So it will tell you what exactly you're going to profit after your cost of the product and after Amazon takes their fees.
Got it.
So it'll basically give you everything that you need to know if you were going to buy this product or not. And if it checks, like you're profitable, there's not a lot of competition. And, you know, the 30-day sales is enough to where you can sell out of how many units you're buying. Then you'll just essentially buy those products from Target, ship them off to Amazon.
Do they do it backwards at all where Amazon says to you, here are the products we need people to find. We need extra of this.
Yeah. Once you have like inventory in your store, they're going to suggest certain products that you can sell. And now your job is just how can I get this product at a cheaper price? Or going to the brands, opening a wholesale account. So now you're getting those even more discounted and essentially supplying the products to Amazon. So that is,
How do you get that wholesale account?
Pretty much you have to have an LLC first. So you do have to be an established business. However, you don't have to be like a business that's been around for several years. You just have to have an LLC. And then I use ChatGPT AI to just create me a wholesale letter. And I'll adjust it a little bit depending on who I'm applying for. But they'll literally give you a script that you can send out so you can email them. And then sometimes these wholesalers or brands will have an application on their website that you can just fill out. So it makes it easy.
Yeah. I used to own a store. And so you just apply. It's really easy. You just have to put in your, I think it's your tax ID number or whatever it was that you put in and show that you're a retailer. You get the wholesale price and you start getting the stuff that you need immediately. It's pretty cool. Okay, give us a day in the life. Like, what is your day?
So I always like to have my mornings to myself. So I'll wake up early. I'll go for a morning walk. I will read my Bible and I'll just kind of listen to podcasts, get me ready for the day. I do like to get ready because I'm a big firm believer in like dress how you want to be addressed. And like dressing makes you feel more confident and more like a businesswoman, right? If you're in sweats, now I'm not going to lie, I do have those days, but I feel like the energy is just different that you're putting into your business when you're dressed as a person to run the business versus, you know, someone who didn't actually put time into themselves. So that's important to me. And then after that, I will do a team meeting. So I have a meeting with like my virtual assistants to just overview everything that's going on with the business. I check my sales and then I check any shipments that are on their way to Amazon, where they're at, if there's any issues that I need to address there. Depending on the day, I'll be putting in purchase orders and just making sure like the little details are taken care of on the back end. And then I would say I maybe put like 3 to 4 hours a day in the business. And after that, I pretty much focus it on like my other businesses.
Okay. And how many hours a day or a month are you actually going into stores and shopping at this point anymore?
I really don't anymore. So I've transitioned mainly to wholesale or online arbitrage, which is basically I would just order from Target online instead of going in store. And then they get shipped to my prep center. So most of my work is done from the computer, but I'll have products here and there that I do myself. Like right now, I have an AC spray that is just selling so fast that I can't even
get it.
An AC, like an air conditioning spray.
Okay. What does that mean? I don't even know what that is.
It's just a product, I guess. I didn't even know what it was either. I'm like, it's selling good. Put it in my store and like sold out overnight of 100. So I couldn't even send it to Amazon in time. So I basically keep that one in stock right now. But that's just like a summertime product for me. So by the time like September's over, it won't be as demand. So I can just send them to Amazon.
You said you have like a prep center or something. What is that?
Yeah. So basically they will prep all the items for you and send them to Amazon. So you don't have to have the inventory at your house. So if you're someone who travels a lot, or you just don't have time because like you're working full time, or you just want to not have to ever touch the product, there's plenty of prep centers that you can work with that will basically handle all the manual labor for you. So you are just kind of doing the logistics.
How did you find your prep center?
There's a place called prepcenter.com.
Okay.
And there's so many prep centers on there. And then you basically call to see who's going to give you the best price. And then you find someone that you can work well with that gives you a good price. And at that point, then you're just building that relationship with them. And then the more you send to them, the better costs they're going to give you.
And is it like some random chick in her apartment that's doing this, or is it like a warehouse?
It's an actual warehouse. Yeah.
Okay. They have like a professional thing going on.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So tell me about, there's got to be some pitfalls, at least for beginners, that they need to understand and work through. Tell me what those pitfalls would be.
Yeah. So Amazon is getting a little stricter on the sellers and making sure that they're getting the products from a legit source. So there is a lot of hate that I get on the social media. Like people think like, oh, well, if they can basically sell any products then, and then now we're getting damaged items as customers. But that's actually not true, because Amazon has a very strict like policy when it comes to being able to sell the items. So for example, if I want to sell a face lotion from Elf, I would have to show Amazon that I'm getting this from a verified source. So I have to provide an invoice. I have to let them know like exactly where I'm getting it from. And then Amazon will approve it or not approve it. And then that kind of helps keep the marketplace regulated and making sure that customers are getting legit products. They're not fake. And, you know, we are getting them from a legit source.
Okay.
So the invoice thing is a little bit of a hurdle in the beginning as a new seller, because Amazon doesn't know who you are, that you don't have any track history. So they're going to make sure like we want to know exactly where you're getting from the products from. But as you start to sell and you've been a seller for like a year, you'll have less and less restrictions.
Is there a spot on Amazon that says click here to sign up as a new seller? Like, how does that even work?
Yeah. So sell.amazon.com. And basically there's two options. You can apply as a business, which would be if you have an LLC, you're going to be doing the wholesale route. You would apply as a business account. Okay. And then you apply as a personal. So you could just do an individual account and you would basically use your social and your personal information. But the difference is you wouldn't just be able to get those wholesale accounts.
Got it. And do people use this to like, I don't know, what if they make items? Can you sell homemade shit like they do on Etsy?
Yeah, you could have your own brand. You could have like your own stuff that you do. I have a bikini brand that I'm just starting for over the
I
last.
I saw it. It's so cute. Yeah. There was one that I was like, oh, I have to order this.
Yes. So that's
is that fun. Stuff that you're getting from Amazon and you're translating it to be your brand, or this is like you're actually designing these things?
We're actually designing everything. So we have like suppliers in Bali, suppliers in Puerto Rico, and we're designing them. My partner, she does all of like the exact measurements and everything. So it's like a passion project for me. And
that's fun.
Yeah.
And are you selling that on Amazon too?
Amazon, TikTok shop, our own website. We're doing some wholesale.
How's that going?
It's been going really well. It's a lot of fun. We just launched a new collection.
But by putting it out on Amazon, does it mean that it's like more than just the people that are on your Instagram will see it? Like, does Amazon actually push products out like that? Or if some random person in Tennessee types in string bikini, your brand will come up? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So we have to run ads on there as a, like our own brand to be able to get to that page where people, if they search bikinis, ours pops up. So yeah, we have to run some ads on that. We've been working on really like getting to the top of the listing, which is a lot harder as like a private label brand, which is why I don't push that for beginners. However, it's great if you have experience and you're ready to like to take it to the next level, because these brands that sell for like billions of dollars every single year. So the potential long-term is insane, but it's a lot more capital up front that you have to start with.
Right. Of course. Yeah. What has been one really hard lesson that you learned doing all this?
I think the biggest lesson that I've learned is who to trust, right? So when it comes to bringing people into your business that you've worked so hard to build, I didn't realize how important it is to really have strong values and to not have any slow deaths in your business. So like no slow deaths. If an employee or somebody is giving red flags, you need to cut them immediately, because if you don't, then they're just going to burn your business even more. So that's what I had to learn the hard way. Like I let some people into the business that I shouldn't have, and I didn't cut them at the first red flag. That caused a lot of damage, but I've learned now that I'm even more strong in my identity and my values as a business, that now it's, you know, if you're brought into my business, it's because we align on everything and we've done, you know, the right communication, the right interviews to be able to know that you're going to be a good fit for the business.
Earlier you said you put out about $50,000 to $80,000 a month on your product. How much are you bringing in a month at this point?
So it's about a 35% margin. So it depends on the month, but the total sales is anywhere between like 150,000 to 200,000 in like the sales. But what the actual take home on that is going to be about 35%.
Okay.
Well, so I know it sounds like it's a lot of numbers, but basically Amazon has like a large percentage of their fees that they take. But at the end of the day, I'm not spending advertising costs for those because they're name brands. And the brands are already spending the ads. So all I'm really paying is Amazon for them to fulfill everything. And then my initial product cost.
So I can't do my numbers that fast, but like monthly, what are you bringing in?
About like 30 to 40,000.
That's off of insane. Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. Okay. Are you teaching classes on how to do this?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was not something I set off to do initially, but when I just started sharing my journey once again on social media, and then people were like, I want to do this. This looks so fun. Like moms that have kids, like they wanted a way to make more money. So I felt like I was doing a disservice by not sharing the knowledge that I know, because it changed my life completely. So I've been doing the coaching program for 3 years now, and I've helped thousands of people just start this. Actually be like, I've had students hit over $1 million in sales, and students that are just doing a couple thousand. So it could really be whatever you want it to be. and there's so much potential. So
what's the process of your coaching? Is it group coaching? Is it like a class that they buy online? Is it one-on-one?
Yeah. So I have different options. I always have like free trainings where it's about 2 hours where you can really learn the ins and outs, how to start. So I offer that. I have eBooks for free as well. Tons of free resources. But I do have a video course, which is over 80 videos. So they get access to that for life.
No way.
Yeah. So step by step, breaking down literally everything. And they get a group chat to be able to ask me any questions as well as network with the community. And then the coaching program, it's until the student hits $10,000 in sales. So there's no time limit. Usually it takes about 3 months, 3 to 4 months for them to hit that 10K. And then after that, they should be self-sufficient, but they are able to stay in the program. We have options for that, which we do have a lot of students that just want to stay in there. And we do coaching calls twice per week. Those are group trainings.
Okay. You created Female Financial Secrets. Why was it important for you to make this platform for women specifically?
Yes. I love that. So growing up, my mom never worked. And my dad was like the main source of income for our house. Mm-hmm. And I always saw like that my mom like knew nothing about finances, and she would like, if anything happened to my dad, like she would not know what to do with her life. And that always scared me. I never wanted to be in that position.
Yeah.
So I was, that was like the main inspiration for me to really like want to help women. And I also feel like a lot of women are stuck in situations or relationships or toxic environments because they don't have the money to get them out of it. And so that really inspired me because I believe women should just know how to make money. Even if their man's providing everything, at least they know how to make money for themselves. And it just always is empowering when you can like say you bought that Louis Vuitton bag for yourself or
100%. Yeah. That financial freedom is, by the way, that lets you elevate and get an even better guy. Because yes, if you're just dating somebody for the money, by the way, that's sucks. It is like the worst place to be as a woman because you usually hate the guy. Yeah. And when you have the money, like you're like on equal platforms. And then you find that wealthy guy that's just like so proud of you and you're not asking for shit and they just throw shit at you. So it's exactly, like, you don't, I mean, it's like a totally different playing field that I really feel like women miss the ball on that. Like it is so important, no matter how wealthy your man is, to have a job, have a purpose, have something to talk about at the end of the day. It makes you a sexier woman.
Exactly. 100%. And I am old school. Like I like the man to pay for things, but it's nice to like be able to take care of your man sometimes. Or like you said, you have that value where it's now it's like he has to step up to the plate because now he can't just offer you finances. He has to offer more. Oh. And you get to be a little bit more picky in the dating scene. And like, it really does change the dynamic for sure.
But also you become super interesting. Like at a dinner, men will be asking you all sorts of questions about what you do and your job, as will the women. I mean, every woman I know down here in Florida is like in real estate. And like, what does that even mean? You know? So like the fact that you bring to the table something so interesting and different, you would be the hit of the dinner party because everyone would want to understand what you do. You know what I mean? Well, obviously, you know what I mean. Can you share a story of a student or a client that changed her life using your strategies?
Absolutely. So I had a student. She started in 2024, last year, January 2024. Mm-hmm. And she was at her first 3 months, she didn't buy a single product because she was terrified of like that investment, right? The like scarcity mindset. What if I don't like this? What if this doesn't work? And like, I had to mentor her and tell her like, look, you have to just invest because that's the only way you're going to level up and you're not going to fail. You're going to learn from it. And she finally decided to invest into inventory and she did $10,000 in her first 2 months. And now she's done over $100,000 in sales. Wow. And now she's full time with her kids. So she didn't have to go back to her job. Her husband's a firefighter. So she gets to stay home with the kids and like her life changed. Yeah.
I love
and
that.
So for her, like it means so much that she just gets to be with her kids. Like she's, you know, she wants to make a lot of money, but she's happy that she just doesn't have to clock into a 9 to 5 and take time away from her kids every day.
I wonder if this is going to be something that teenagers get into. Cause I remember I'm 50. I remember like your parents and I have a 13-year-old. It's like you start to push them into taking responsibilities, having a job. They want some extra cash. Like my daughter, she just went into eighth grade. She's starting like a financial, I don't know, something about allowance. We haven't gotten there that far. We haven't figured out the class yet. But like, mm-hmm. how fun would it be? She is so into buying shit on Amazon and Sephora and TikTok shop and all that stuff. I bet you like that generation of teens are like a whole market that will start making money really early in life because they get it. Like if I sign my daughter up with you to take a class to understand what you did and just said, Wyatt, spend some time on this. First of all, how many hours a week would someone have to put into this to start seeing the result?
I would say like two to three hours a day starting off Monday through Friday, or just like batching that into a couple days. So some students, like they work all throughout the week, so they just join the calls. And then the weekend is like their time to really put into the business. But yeah, 2 to 3 hours a day. And then once you get the products into Amazon, you're really not doing much of the work. So it's just making sure you're restocking in time. You're sending out the shipments. And I do believe it's great for people that like want something to do as like a teenager or in their early 20s when they have that time and like the mentality to be able to do something new.
Yeah.
So it's really a great opportunity. Like Jeff Bezos killed it.
Yeah, totally. So to recap, you think people should form an LLC and should get involved in the wholesale aspect of it on top of going to their Costco, TJ Maxx, whatever these stores are. There's Ross here. Do you have that where you are? I'm assuming that has, but that's clothing. Does clothing sell as well?
Clothing does well. I don't sell it because of the high return rate because people buy it. They don't like it. It doesn't fit. And now you're getting all these returns. So I stay away from clothing personally. However, I know some people that crush it and absolutely great to them. But I usually just as a beginner to avoid like, you know, the returns that you're going to get, just stay away from that.
So is there one product that's like true, the test of time that you're like, if you go to these two stores, get this product and put it on Amazon?
Yeah. I mean, still to this day, the one product that I sold, the Gugon oven and grill cleaner, it's like a gray and yellow bottle. They sell that at all TJ Maxx's. That one is really good. There's also like a hair product brand, TGIN. Mm-hmm. That one's a good product to start off with. They have it at every TJ Maxx, Marshalls. And yeah, once you find a product, you can just sell that consistently.
Amazing. I love it. Where do you see e-commerce going in the next 5 years? Like what opportunities are people not clued into right now that they should be?
Yes, I think Amazon is amazing, but there's so many new platforms that are transitioning to online. Okay. So for example, Walmart, they have their marketplace now too, where they're offering sellers the same opportunity as Amazon. There's places like Best Buy is doing the same thing. Target is doing the same thing. I think retail is going to like die down. I mean, you see Big Lots, Sears, they're going out of business left and right because they're transitioning to online. Because it's less overhead, you know, they're able to be more profitable. So I believe if you get into e-commerce now, you're only going to be even more ahead of the game 5 years from now when like more retail is transitioning online.
But wait, explain that to me, because obviously Amazon is a place where you can sell. It's a marketplace, but you can't go on and you can't go on like Target and sell on there, right? As a third party.
You can. Yeah.
You can?
That's, I think they started it about a year and a half ago. So
do you do that?
I don't do Target yet, but I do Walmart. Walmart on there as well. TikTok Shop too is another platform you can do. So those two are great. I haven't gone into the Target route yet, but if I had like a supplement brand of my own, I would definitely get on Target. Absolutely.
Okay. I love it. If you had one final piece of advice to anyone who wants to rewrite their financial story, what would it be?
I love that. I would say action trumps knowledge. So you would just got to take action because you could watch every video on how to do it. But if you never actually execute, you're never going to see success. You only know if you try. So I always preach action over knowledge, obviously learn, like, but the best way to really like see success is by doing. So action over knowledge, like just take action on what you know, and you're going to be successful eventually. And of course, there's going to be failures, but you have to know that every failure is going to lead to a new lesson and something that you learn, but you would never know if you never do.
Summer, you are honestly so inspirational. This has been like so enlightening. I never even knew this was a thing. So I think this is such a fun episode. Thank you. Tell people where they can find you, learn more, sign up for your class, all this stuff.
Absolutely. So Summer Tranquil on all social media platforms, femalefinancialsecrets.com. There's a ton of free resources on there, ebooks, webinars that you guys can watch. And then, of course, if you have questions, just please DM me. I'm on there. My team's on there answering any questions, and I would be happy to help.
Amazing. And I guess the last piece of insight for people, because I know people are going to be like, I want an actionable thing. If somebody was going to take $500 of their money this month and spend it somewhere on a product, what would you suggest they do? Where should they go? What they should they spend to see a return?
Yes. So like we talked about, open up your Amazon seller account. Once you have that ready to go, you can then start buying these products. So I would personally either go to Target, or there's a wholesale website called vitacost.com that you actually don't need a reseller's permit or LLC to buy off of. And they have tons of great deals. So that's where I would go. And again, try SellerAmp to be able to like know what your profitable, what your profit's going to be and how good the product is selling. And you could get that free trial again. And after that, make your purchase order. Don't be afraid. And, you know, they're going to eventually sell. So even if you make not the best choice, they're going to eventually sell. The products are going to sell on Amazon. So keep that in mind and just go for it.
I love it. You're so awesome. And so people that know that are listening, is it SellerAmp, A-M-P?
Yes, okay. Correct.
Awesome. We'll put it in our show notes. I wish you the best of luck. I think you're awesome. Thank you so much for doing this.
This has been incredible. And we should definitely connect since we're pretty much neighbors.
100%. I can't wait. And I'm going to make my daughter sign up for your class. No joke.
Love
better
to.
Than sitting on Instagram doing nothing. I'd rather have her making some money. I'll let her go shopping in all these stores as long as she's reselling it. It's so fun.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun.
Exactly. Thank you, Summer.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.